Good morning, everyone, and welcome to my show. You're listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. And we're changing a lot of things about the way we live our lives and the way we, you know, do everything in general. There's a lot of change going on. And we are the ones who have the power to make it a positive change. So it is now 10:01 a.m. on November 18th, 2024. And I am flying high this morning. I hope that you are too. I wish this feeling on everyone because I just feel positively high right now. And it's a great feeling, except for my throat. My sinuses have been like draining this morning, which is a terrible thought, but it's okay. I'm fine. most of it cleared out this morning, so I'm good. But you know, we each have our little things that we deal with, and in these lovely physical bodies that we're in, and we're so grateful for them. You know, but we have to sometimes deal with minor snafus. Everybody has their thing. It's really funny. I was noticing, you know, everybody's got something that they deal with physically. You know, some people are like me, you know, the sinus stuff. other people have digestive issues. Other people are, you know, having like pain somewhere in their body. And these are all such specific things. And, you know, there are different reasons for the different things that we deal with. And Louise Hay has a book called You Can Heal Your Life. And in it, she describes the physical or the emotional issues, or the reasons rather, emotional reasons for physical issues. And I have always found it to be really accurate. I know I've looked up sinus issues before, but I don't remember what it said. And it's very telling. It's like, okay, of course, this is what's going on with me. I need to heal this. But it's just so interesting because I was talking to someone earlier today about a physical issue that they were having and how it applies to their life and their approach and what might be happening for them. And when I studied with Dr. Mona Lisa Schultz up in Maine and down in Florida, I studied with her at two different times. And she has recently passed, which I'm still really sad about, because she was such a great lady and such a great teacher. And she taught medical mediumship. And that was exactly what I'm talking about, you know, the emotional causes for physical issues, which to me is fascinating because before I learned about that, like, you know, who knew? No one knows this. nobody knows that there are these emotional reasons for these physical issues that we're having. I mean, it's very clear. And then when you look them up and realize how accurate they are, it's quite astounding. So if anyone's having any physical issues and you want to know the emotional causes, just look it up. Louise Hay, You Can Heal Your Life. And she used to have an app, you know, on the phone that you could get. I don't know if she still does. I still have an older version of it. And it basically says a lot of the same things that she says in her book. But the book is great. The book, I mean, if you're trying to heal anything, I haven't actually read the entire book, but I've heard a lot of people say that if you're trying to heal anything, you know, this is a great book to read because she, Louise Hay, herself healed her cancer. She, you know, figured out how to do it and she did it. She healed herself of cancer. So, I mean, that's a pretty great testimonial as far as I'm concerned. So where shall we go today? Let's see. So I had a lot of thoughts in mind, but first of all, let me tell you all how to get over into the Facebook chat so that you can converse with me and you can ask questions and leave, you know, whatever comment you would like to leave. But I love fielding questions. Excuse me. So if any of you have any questions for me, I would love to entertain them and see if we can get some answers for you. And I answer questions. You know, I'd say that I answer it mostly intuitively because that's where one of my major gifts lies. And I also use different tools to answer questions that people ask me. I'm a projector in human design, and that means that I am a guide, and I naturally see the big picture, and I can feel into your energy and assess your situation and what might be going on and the nuances of everything. And so that gives me this ability, this God-given ability to be able to help you in whatever way feels resonant, for me to help you with and for you to have. So, feel free to come into the Facebook chat and I'll tell you how to get there. And ask me questions if anything is going on in your life. I'm also a, excuse me, I'm also a University of Santa Monica trained, certified spiritual psychology practitioner. It's a mouthful. And so I have been trained in spiritual psychology, and I also draw from that knowledge base. And I just sort of meld everything into my responses, and I consider what's appropriate for the person. You know, I use all the tools, and I use the appropriate tools depending on the situation. And so I'm gonna take you guys into the other room because I can hear that loud noise starting outside, and I don't want that to distract me like it did last week because that can be annoying. So let me just acclimate myself to this different space for a moment. I really like my space in the living room, which is why I always sit there, even though there's sometimes noise, because the light comes in. I feel like it's well, I have felt in my home that there are portals of energy, and I can feel that my space in my living room is part of that portal. The portal that I feel in my home, and this might sound nuts, but it's I swear I feel it. So I know a lot of you know that it's not nuts, but I feel it in the space between my bedroom, in my living room, towards my kitchen. It's like this very warm spot, and I can feel it. It's quite cool. So anyway, where was I? I want to tell you how to get over to the Facebook chat. So I'm going to do this with you. You go to your device or your computer, and you enter 12radio.com, and up will pop some options on the left side. One of them is chat. And if you hit chat, that will take you right over to the 12 Radio Facebook page, where if you scroll down, you'll see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And underneath, you'll see some lovely people chatting and making comments. And you can do the same. All you have to do is join the group first if you've never been here before. And Jay, my wonderful producer, will let you in. So I'm scrolling. And I see Renee. Hey, Renee, good to see you. And Tara's here. Hi, Tara. That's so cute. Edward. Hey, Edward, I was just thinking about you this morning. He says, praise be a new week, hoping your week is well and wonderful. Well, I certainly wish the same for you. Oh, Tara, thank you. Yes, that's the app that I was talking about. Yeah, she says, I have an app because you can't always have the book. Yeah, that's the app that I was talking about. I don't know if it's I don't know if you could can you still get it now? Because I know that it was on hold for a while and I only had an older version. Maybe it was just my phone, I don't know. But yeah. See, this is what I looked up. She put my sinus problem issue and it says irritation with one person, someone close. Okay, now I do remember. Well, I don't know. I've thought about this, and if I were to really delve down, there's probably some truth to that. It's probably with more than one person. But I think I'm pretty sure. I think we can all figure out who that is, considering what I've been telling you all these last few weeks. So yeah, I think I'm irritated because my daughter hasn't spoken to me in a while. But it's less irritation than sadness, I would say. That's probably, I'm sure that's part of it because, yes, can she irritate me? Absolutely. And this has been going on, honestly, my whole life. So I guess I've managed to be irritated at someone throughout my whole life. But I guess I need to figure that out and heal it once and for all. That would be nice. Then I would have not have to deal with sinus issues. It would probably also help if the weather weren't changing so much. Because it's definitely better some days than others. Anyhow, thank you for that. I highly appreciate it. I got to call myself out on the air in front of everybody. Oh, well, hey, vulnerability is a superpower, like I always say, right? If I can't be honest and authentic with you guys, then why am I here, right? This is the thing. I believe that we should be vulnerable with the right people at the right time. And since I have a very loving audience, and I know this, and no one's out there trying to hurt me, at least I hope not. No, I know you're not. So I know all of you in the chat room are not, let's put it that way. I feel free to be authentically myself. And I will know when I'm in a room, because I can read the room very easily. I know when I can tell someone something and have them receive it well, or when it's not going to land. So I don't change who I am, but I will change certain aspects of things I say and perhaps some behaviors that, are not appropriate necessarily for certain instances. It just depends. But I'm always me. I will always be me. If I can't really feel comfortable in a situation, I'll usually just kind of not say much. But since I usually almost always have something to say about everything, and I don't know where that comes from, honestly. I'd have to look at my chart again, but it's probably part of being a projector. We see things that other people don't see, and we speak up usually about these things, sometimes even when we shouldn't. So I'm trying to get back to where I can curb that. And I think I'm getting better at it, But sometimes there's just no filter. So I can't guarantee that I won't have issues from time to time with saying things and having things come out of my mouth that, maybe might not be ideal for the situation. But anyhow, I'm doing the best I can. That's all I can promise you. And I always will. So, enough about me. Let's talk about you. Let's go back to Facebook chat and see if anybody has any questions, because I really would love to answer some today. It is one of the reasons I decided to do this radio show. I wanted to help all of you. So, let's see. Okay. Moving around. Didn't discombobulate me, thankfully, but it's not always fun to have somebody noisy outside when you're trying to do a radio show, Okay. So I'm just going into the Facebook chat and I'm looking for any new comments. Yeah, Tara, I've had my app a long time too, and I think I tried to update it or something recently, and they had not had an update. So the old version still works, but it looks a little wonky on my phone. It probably does on yours too. Okay. Renee, she says, do you know what type of cancer she had that she healed? Offhand, I don't know. I want to say breast cancer, but I don't hold me back because I don't know. But that's what just came to me. I could be wrong. I don't know. But I know that she healed it. And she tells the story. I believe she tells the story in You Can Heal Your Life. If not, I know she tells it in I know she tells it somewhere else. I just don't know where. But I have heard part of the story. I haven't heard the whole story. But I have heard her say that in, different recordings that she has out. You might want to look it up on YouTube. YouTube, Louise Hay. Yeah. Look up how she healed her cancer and see what comes up. I don't know what will come up, but I have a feeling something helpful will come up. But yeah, it does matter what type, because again, if you're looking at like a different part of the body, there's going to be a different emotional issue involved, right? And that's why it's really handy to have her book or the app. Like Tara posted a photo. I don't know if all of you can see it. If you're in the chat, you'll see it. But it does say, sinus problems are caused by irritation with one person, someone close. And it gives you a new affirmation, the thought pattern. I declare peace and harmony dwell within me and surround me at all times, all is well. And I love that. I love that it tells you why, and it also tells you an affirmation you can do to kind of clear that energy. I'm a big believer in clearing your energy, because any limiting beliefs and things that sometimes we're not even aware of that we're holding can really hold us back. It's another reason I love the Ho'oponopono prayer, which is, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. And you're just saying that. And as you're saying it, you're talking to your higher self. And you're not apologizing for anything you've done wrong, but you're just apologizing to yourself. And you're saying, it's okay. This is what I thought, and I was incorrect. And now I know better. And that's really what the Ho'oponopono is. And I love myself. I'm grateful to spirit. And I trust in spirit, that spirit knows what I really need and can fill this place in me where there was lack with abundance and self-worth and self-love. And there's all of that in that tiny little prayer. And you would never know, because you could just be repeating it kind of mindlessly. They even tell you this when they teach it. It's like you can be repeating it completely mindlessly, or you could be really angry when you're saying it, like if somebody cuts you off in traffic. And all of a sudden, you say, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Because you're not talking to the person who cut you off, you're talking to your higher self. So it really does work, I can tell you. It shifted. It was one of the tools I used to shift my entire life about a year ago. And it really did shift in huge ways. Yeah, that's a great tool. And I love all of my tools. That's a great one. Another really great tool for manifesting what you need or want is the mental diet, the persisting and thinking of nothing but God, and not thinking of problems, just thinking of spirit, and focusing on doing affirmations that involve spirit, like, I am a child of God. Spirit's got my back. And knowing that the basis of that tool is knowing that you are that God energy. God is not a separate entity. You are God energy, quite literally, because you are the energy of love, and love is what God is. God is love. They don't just say that, very lightly. That's actually true. Excuse me. One second. I just have to clear my throat. Okay, I'm gonna grab some water because I feel like I need it. So Kat's got her puppies in the background, and I've got my sinus issues. See, that's what I was saying. Everybody's got something. All right, back to the Facebook chat. My goodness. Excuse me one second. Okay. I just want to make sure I see all of you, because I don't like to miss any questions or comments that might be coming in. Judith, you're funny. She says, "Oh my God, my family of origin all have sinus issues." That I'm sure goes back way back in time. Generations of personal family irritants. Crazy and funny and not funny. Yeah, you're welcome. That's funny. Funny and not funny. You're right, because it's annoying as hell. But I guess that makes sense, right? It's irritating, so you're being irritated. Makes perfect sense. Okay. Yeah, I'm a pretty chill person, but sometimes like I can feel the underlying irritation of certain issues in life, like we all can, right? And I think that I sometimes just need to say fuck it. Really. Okay. Catherine, she says, "Hi, Lori and friends. Greetings from wintertime in Ireland." Oh my goodness. I've always had a hankering to go to Ireland, and I will get there one of these days. I'm not Irish, so I have no idea why. Like, I'm not Irish, not even a little. I'm actually Italian, French, and I don't even, something else, Greek. I think that's mostly it. But I don't have any Irish in me that I know of. But that's beautiful. So cool. I wonder how long you're there for. What a great trip. Okay. And Pamela, hey. Oh, you don't have to be sorry. Pamela, she says, "Sorry I'm late." I always say better late than never. Not a problem. You're not late at all. You're right on time. You know me, I always talk a lot. We're good. She said, "Was hearing machinery and loud bangs outside and had to check it. The town is trimming tree limbs that overhang the road." And Judith says, "Too funny here too. Very noisy." Yeah, apparently there's a lot going on in the world outside today on this Monday. People have just hit the ground running. There's machinery outside my window every Monday too. So we're all encountering the noise of the world. Okay, so Judith says, "Lori, do you have a practice or ritual for self-protection, as in when you are in a full room with some sorts that are sort of not so benign?" Good question. Thank you for that. And yes, I absolutely do. Oh, hey, Maya, I see you. Good morning. Happy to have you here. Yeah, Judith, what I like to do, I talked about this a while ago. It's been a while, so I'll go into it more now, because I like the question. For me, I've always kind of felt like I have felt this protection naturally around me for a very long time. So, but I also have developed, and I'm grateful for that, believe me. I've felt naturally protected. For some reason, I've always felt very safe in my body, and I thank God for that because I know most people don't. So, like I said, grateful for that. However, I have also learned tools for what you're talking about, like when you're in a full room with a lot of different energy. So what I do is really simple, and I taught it to my daughter, and she's been using it her whole life too. It's super simple. It's basically you just surround yourself with what I like to call a cloud of protection, and it's a visualization, and you can basically visualize yourself. Just visualize, and you don't even have to close your eyes. You can if you want, but you don't have to. Just visualize this cloud. I usually envision it white and sometimes white with gold flecks and sparkles. Envision yourself within a white cloud. Like how I do it is I just envision this energy coming from my body and source energy surrounding me, because that's what you're doing. You're surrounding yourself with source energy. You're kind of covering yourself in a blanket of source energy or a cloud of source energy. So that's really all you have to do. It's super simple. Just focus for a moment and envision this cloud, this big white fluffy cloud of energy just enveloping you. And it's not a barrier, but it's a protective shield that is not a hard thing, but it's definitely a protective shield. I like the cloud because it's kind of soft and yielding, and yet it protects you. It's not, I mean, sometimes you might want to throw up a shield. A shield is okay too, if you really need that, if you feel like you really need that. But for me, the cloud of protection has always been more than sufficient. If you're in a really dangerous situation, you might want to throw up a shield, like a physical armor shield, you know, and or put yourself in some sort of a like metal box. It's really all visualization. You just envision the metal box surrounding you. But like I said, I prefer the cloud. I like to just envision that white cloud of protection just forming around me and sort of, I want to say sizzling, just it's not the right word, but just sort of like doing what clouds do, just sort of sitting there and surrounding me and really protecting me and my energy from anything that isn't serving me. So I hope that helps you, because I know it's helped me a million times. I also do it when I'm on plane flights. I'll do it for the whole plane. I'll just envision my cloud of protection energy expanding, and it can expand really wide as you need it. It can expand. I make it expand around the whole plane, and I'm actually doing it right now as I talk, even though I'm not in a plane. But I'm envisioning that what I do when I'm in the plane. That's all I do. I just push it out and I make it cover the whole plane so that the plane flight goes smoothly and safely. And there was one other thing. Shoot, it was in and out of my head. That's what happens when I'm euphoric like this. It's like a very high vibe state I'm in right now. But shoot, it was good too. And it was part of what I'm talking about. I'm trying to recall it. There are many ways that you can do self-protection. I mean, some people carry crystals. If they work for you, that's great. I fully believe that they do. Because whatever you believe is going to work is going to work. It really will. And that's one of the reasons I love visualization so much, because it's really simple and it's an intention. When we set an intention, it's powerful and it works. So the simple answer to your question is, yeah, that cloud of protection is, it works like a charm. It's great. Also, I'm curious. I mean, I can't help but be curious about your human design. Since you're asking this question, Judith. Yeah, gosh, I wish I could remember what I wanted to say about this, because it really went right out of my head. And it would have made sense too. But anyway, I guess this was what you were supposed to hear. Okay. So I had some thoughts coming up this morning, and I think what I'm going to do is read from my book, Opening Doors Within, and then we can see what comes up for that, around that. So today is November 18th. And this is a book, Opening Doors Within by Eileen Caddy, 365 Daily Meditations from Findhorn, Scotland. And today's meditation goes like this. Use all you have for the benefit of the whole. Do not try to accumulate or hoard it, but share it. For as you share, so will it grow. Whereas if you try to hold on and possess something or someone, you will surely lose it. And I'll just add, it's like that with money, because money is energy. You have to let it flow. If you let it flow out and it flows back in, it's like a cycle, circle. And it goes on to say, it is the law. It is spiritual law. And as you live it, you will see it working out all around you. If you have some pack, excuse me, if you have some packets of seeds and you put them away in a cupboard and forget about them, nothing will happen to them, and there they will remain. But if you take them and plant them in the ground and tend them, they will not only grow, but will accumulate and produce more and more. So with all you have, never try to cling onto it, but gladly share it and watch it grow and grow in quantity and quality. When your attitude is right, you know that all your needs are being wonderfully met and that all I have is yours, I being God. I just want to qualify that really quickly because there's also something that I feel is really important to add to this. Share when you feel it's appropriate. Share when you feel it's yours to give. Because there are times when someone might need something and we, in, from a loving place, don't feel like it's ours to give for whatever reason. It might not feel resonant to provide what someone else may need at that moment for you, but it may feel resonant for someone else to give that to them. Or for them to give that to themselves. Because that's a way where we can really disempower other people if we're always trying to like take care of them. And I'm not trying to contradict what this reading says. The reading is great. The meditation, because yes, it's really important to let money and other things flow. You can't hold on to things and expect them to increase. It's like you have to let it flow for it to come back to you bigger and better in many ways. But you also have to have discernment. And that's what a lot of people who overgive and who people please don't get. There's a point where you're giving and giving and giving. And you deplete yourself, which isn't loving to you. And you are the only one who can take care of you really well. And you have to make yourself a priority and do that. And it doesn't mean be selfish, it means be loving toward yourself. It's self-care. That's the difference. People confuse those two things. It's not selfish to take self-care of yourself. It's really important, actually, because you can't give anything really to anyone else if you don't have enough to give to yourself first. And I know that lesson really well because I've done that. I've overgiven to the point of putting myself in a detrimental position and really hurting myself. Just because I didn't want someone else to suffer. And also because I didn't want to say no to someone that I loved. Like I said, I was doing this person a huge disservice by bailing them out for as long as I did. And so there comes a point when, yes, I want to help you because I know that you are in a position where you need help. And then there comes a point where, okay, now I feel like I'm being taken advantage of. And I know that that doesn't sound like, for me, it's really hard to say that because it just is. And I'm sure many of you feel the same way. But there comes a point when you have to reel it in and you've got to think of yourself. Because if you're hurting yourself, you're really not helping anyone. And you're doing everybody a disservice. So that's kind of what was coming up this morning when I kind of tuned in before the show. And, you know, I always like to ask spirit what would serve us all the best, the most, you know, in the best possible way for our highest good. What can I give my audience that would bring them and bring them the most information and the most help and would be the most beneficial for them today? And so this is what was coming up. I feel like there's especially at the holidays, everyone's thinking about, giving, giving, giving. But you also have to remember to give to yourself, because if you don't do that, you're going to feel depleted and you're going to feel lack. And when we start feeling lack, that lowers our vibration. And the one thing you don't want to do is lower your own vibration. You really don't, because then it's really hard to get into alignment. And I mean, it's not hard to get into, but there are ways you can do it. But once you get out of alignment, it's sometimes challenging to get back into alignment, because there's momentum. And once you get on the momentum of being out of alignment, it makes it a little more challenging sometimes to get back into alignment. Not impossible, but a little more challenging. So with the idea of giving, giving is wonderful when you are called, truly called, and it feels good to do it. When you're lit up to give someone something, go for it. That's the best way to be. And that's your best indicator of when you should. And if you're not super lit up to do it, or if it really feels like this might not be mine to do, maybe I need to give this person the dignity of their process and let them figure it out themselves. Or maybe I need to let someone else step in and help them. Then you need to pay attention to that too. Because just because you see, and again, I'm not saying don't help people. Of course, we want to help people. It feels good to help people when it's ours, when it's within our ability to do it, and when it's resonant and feels good for us to do it. Yeah, there's a lot of nuance, and it's kind of hard to describe, but this is why you really have to tune into your body and go with that, because your body's your barometer and your body's always going to tell you the right answers, really. It's very intuitive. That's why it's our barometer. It's the only thing that we have in this physical incarnation to be able to tell us what's right for us and what's not right for us, and what's okay and what's not okay, and who we should be paying attention to and who we should not, and who we should be helping and who we shouldn't. Frankly, it's our body tells us all these things. We can get feelings, and we can see and hear and recognize signs of whether or not to proceed a certain way with a certain person if we pay attention. And a lot of the time, we're just not paying attention, and that's where we run into trouble. But the higher your vibration, the more in alignment you can stay by simply relaxing, not worrying, staying focused on the fact that you are a spiritual being and not simply this physical being, though both are important in different ways. The more you can focus on staying in alignment and keeping your vibration high, the better everything is going to go for you and for everyone around you, because your energy will radiate. And you can affect other people simply by being in the room if you're sending out loving energy. Really. I've seen it happen. Oh, that was what I wanted to say. Thank you. I'm glad it came back. What you can also do is go back to, hang on one second. I just want to pick this up. And there goes the chat. One second. I've got to pull the chat back up. To expand on my answer to your question earlier, let's see. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Judith, what I was saying before that went out of my head. What you can also do is before you get to the place you're going and you know there's going to be a lot of people and overwhelming energy, what you can do is send love ahead of you. Send loving energy to the room, to all the people who are in the room. Even if you don't know who everyone is, it's okay. You can just send your light a head. Have it fill up the room. And once you get there, it's kind of like pre-paving, which I love. But it really does work. You send your love and your light and energy ahead of you into the room where you're going to be, or anywhere you're going to be. Even if you're going out for a drive, you send your energy ahead of you onto the highway to all the people there around you. And I can almost guarantee you that your experience, once you get to the place you're going and on the way there, honestly, is probably most likely going to be much more positive. Try it. Because I've done it and it's been proven to me. So try it and see what happens. It's very interesting. Energy is everything. It really is. It's everything. And I wish I could let everyone know this because everybody would be so much happier. Excuse me. Okay. Let me go back to the chat and just make sure that I see everything you're saying. Okay. But I mean, I find this so fascinating how just this whole thing of how we really have to pay attention to the energy of giving and receiving. And there was something else that I had that came up about this. The energy of giving and the energy of receiving. So let me let that simmer just for a moment while I go to the chat. Okay. So I hope that made sense because I sometimes circle around and come back to, I circle, I veer off, I circle again, I veer off, and then I come back hopefully to my original point. And I hope it all makes sense because it makes sense to me, but I guess it has to make sense to you. Otherwise, why would I be here? Okay. Wow. Yeah, it feels, I have to say, I'm looking forward to, because I have a really good feeling about this upcoming Pluto shift. I mean, especially since I'm a Capricorn, it's going, Pluto's leaving Capricorn. So, and I feel like since I'm a Scorpio rising, I've already kind of done what I normally do. And I'm kind of taking everything in stride anyway, which is how I sort of approach life most of the time. But I really feel like I feel like there's some good times coming up for everyone. And I really want you to hold on to that. Because I know, I think Kat was saying something similar in her show before me, but I really feel like they're just for the Aquarians, they're going to learn a lot of lessons coming up, I'm sure. But I also feel like there's some really good stuff coming too for everybody, even the Aquarians, even though Pluto's going to be in their sign for quite a while. Yeah, I really hope that you guys can hold on to that because I feel it very strongly. Like there's some really good news coming for everybody in some way, small ways, big ways. I just really feel that. And I think we're going to be surprised at how good things are actually going to get in some ways, many ways. Okay. Yeah, Tara, your issue right now is your throat and it says something similar. Yeah. That makes sense. And it makes sense that it's better on some days than others, right? It really does. Because some days we're feeling more resistant than we are other days. Okay. Oh, hey, Quali, I see you. And Catherine, hey, how are you? She says, I'm living here for the moment to care for my parents. I do feel between worlds and unsure if this is permanent or not. If you feel anything around this, I would love to hear. Okay. You're living in Ireland? Oh, cool. Very, very cool. That is really amazing. It's funny when you said that in your other comment earlier, I was like, I know she doesn't live there, but I feel like she's living there. Like that's the instantaneous feeling that I got. So I'm glad it was accurate. Yeah, I felt like it was not just like a quick vacation. It definitely feels like you're going to be there a little while. I don't feel like it's permanent, but I actually do feel like you're going to be there for quite a while. And I feel like you're going to see some really nice gifts. If you can just remain open and just be very allowing, because I know this is like a really different experience for you, and it feels like it's challenging in some ways, many ways. But it's actually going, you're going to see that it's actually going to be really a really good thing for you, as well as for your parents. And of course they're going to kick and scream a little, but that's all right. I know they're glad you're there. I know that. Even though they may not show it all the time. But I'm glad you're there. I feel like this is kind of magical, which is probably why you're feeling between worlds. And I think you would have the choice to make it permanent, if you wanted it to be. I don't feel like it will be completely permanent, but I do feel like it's going to be, you're going to be there for a while. And I think it's going to be a really good thing. So that's what's coming right now around that. And really, wow, I mean, I don't know your situation, but I feel like you're going to meet somebody there who's like perhaps a love interest, or perhaps like a really deep friendship. But I'm feeling more of a love interest. And like I said, I don't know your situation, if you're single, married, whatever. I just don't know. But I'm feeling that. I feel like there's a lot of love coming your way in the form of a certain person. And it might surprise you. I think it's going to surprise you quite a bit. So I hope that's a good thing. Okay. Okay, Judith. She says, "Thank you, Lori Love. That is really helpful." Good. I'm so glad. Okay, she says, "Now I have another question. If during the day some kind of energetic, unresolved something or other keeps lingering, what is your process?" She says, "I've noticed my reaction is to get very upset that something got stuck to me, or that I let something get to me. And then my go-to is a hard salt scrubber, just being too angry." Okay, the main thing is that's all resistance. So resist, whenever we resist something, it resists back. Whenever we push against something, it pushes back. So the more you're pushing against and resisting, one, it lowers your vibration. So you just get more of it. Yeah. The best thing to do is, say, "Okay, this is what's happening." And honestly, it's probably coming up to be released more than anything. So the best thing to do is allow it to go. Just be allowing, say, "Hey, this is what's happening. I'm going to let it go. I'm just going to let it release itself. I'm going to feel whatever feelings are necessary and there and present, and simply let it go. Like, really just let it go." Because it wants to go. And that's why it's coming up. And that's why it's poking at you. It'll poke at you because you're poking back, and it's poking at you more, because all it wants is to be acknowledged and released. So acknowledge it and let it go, and it will, I promise. And just keep that, boy, it's getting real loud out there. And just keep that protection up around you. Like I said before, that keep that source energy, that cloud of protection around you. Because that in itself will help dissolve any energy that is no longer serving you. The cloud of protection can be used a bunch of different ways, and a lot of times it's protection, but a lot of time it's dissolving negative energy. And you can envision that the same way. You can make the cloud different colors. You can make the cloud black if you really want to. Black is a very protective color. So if you feel like you need to like make it dark gray, even, I have to say, having practiced witchcraft, I tend to take black very seriously, and I don't use it lightly. But a dark gray, like a steely gray color, like a shield, and a cloud of that color feels very protective to me. To me, that feels, if you're having these issues with energy, this feels really protective, I think. Yeah, but the rest of that is just resistance, and you don't need that. You don't need to resist it. It just wants to go. So if you just let it go, it'll go. And she also, Judith goes on to say, your go-to is hard salt scrub or just being too angry with a shovel or yard tool. Well, I mean, you can pound a pillow too. That always works. Get the aggression out. It's really important when you want to release energy from your body. Movement, breath, and sound are the three best ways. So that is fine. If you want to if you want to get angry with a shovel, that's fine. Just don't use it on anybody. Pound the ground or something. And she says, I think physical work is great, but I do get very exhausted after what I would describe as an over-the-top histamine, more sinus reference, reaction. Later, I might laugh, but I do want a less dramatic way of removing the garbage or releasing my error. Okay, so like I was just saying, this is exactly what I meant. The less dramatic way of releasing is just to allow and accept it and allow it to be there, and it will go. It just wants you to acknowledge it. Once you acknowledge it and say, I see you, show me what I need to know, or I see you trying to release something from me, and I'm going to allow that. And just breathe, breath moves energy through the body. Breathe, move your body. You can punch something, punch a pillow if you want to, if you need to, scream. That sound, movement, breath, and sound will get a lot of that out of you. And it will let that energy just move and release like it wants to. So I hope that helps. Wow, I did not realize what time it is. Holy cow. Okay, let me make sure that all of you are okay in the chat. I think you are. If you're not, then I will come back and check the chat in a little bit. But I think you're good. So let me just refresh it one more time just to be on the safe side. Because I never want to miss any questions. But those are really good questions. Thank you so much, Judith, for asking those questions. It's really, really important. And also, whoops, here we go. Thank you all of you for ask question for all of you who asked questions today. I really appreciate and love being able to answer questions. Yeah, Catherine and Judith both had great questions today. I really, really love those questions in particular. But yeah, I don't see. Oh, okay. Catherine says, thank you, Lori. Really helpful and love news, a surprise. Still in recovery from a past betrayal, but staying open. Okay, so that makes sense. It makes sense. I'm glad I told you that because that's what came up, honestly. When you're betrayed, you have to realize that everything is a lesson. And I'm not saying it's your fault because it's not, but everything is a lesson. So if you look at everything as simply trying to teach you something, then you can be open to the next experience, the next person, because everyone's different. Just because one person did something doesn't mean the next person's going to do it and hurt you. Just keep that in mind because it's really important. Oh, Judith, you're so sweet. She says, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. I'm so glad. I really hope I've been helpful for all of you, some of you, many of you. And I have to go and make way for the lovely Jamie Dawn coming up next, and then Serena after her. Both wonderful women with lots of wisdom. So I'm going to make way for them. And I just want to say thank you, all of you, for being here, for the great questions. I appreciate all of you being with me here every week. And I love you all so much. I'm so grateful for all of you. And go out, make this week wonderful. Send love ahead of you wherever you go and watch your experience change. You have been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way we listen to the world. Bye, everybody.